This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus and docked six of its ships at a strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. Ukrainian officials who launched their own drills Thursday assailed the impending naval drills, characterizing them as destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Russian officials have denied they plan to invade Ukraine, but diplomatic talks with Western officials have led to a standoff. A day of talks between Ukraine and Russia ended Thursday without progress. These talks are an attempt to end the 8-year conflict between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists. Western governments have been calling on Russia to take steps to de-escalate the crisis and vow to impose swift and severe economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson warned that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployments in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After talks with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and this is a very dangerous moment. And at stake are the rules that protect every nation, small and big. Britain is strengthening its deployments in Estonia and Poland and is considering further deployments in southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hundreds of Afghans have launched a rare protest at the United Arab Emirates facility where they have been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States to be resettled. Thousands of Afghans were last year evacuated to the Gulf Arab state on behalf of the United States and other Western countries amid the chaotic U.S.-led withdrawal from Afghanistan and return to power of the hardline Islamist Taliban movement. The UAE, a close U.S. partner, agreed to provide Afghans with temporary housing as they waited to be resettled elsewhere. 6 months later, however, many are still in the UAE living in tightly controlled facilities. Reuters News Agency reports that protests started Wednesday and continued on Thursday. One of the protesters told Reuters by phone that some Afghans were detained by Emirati authorities as demonstrations began. Facing growing pressure from impatient state governors, the Biden administration acknowledged for the first time that it is developing plans to guide the U.S. away from the pandemic's emergency phase toward a more relaxed national response, including ending the federal recommendation for wearing masks in most indoor settings. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, "We are internally discussing, of course, what it looks like to be in the phase of the fight against the COVID pandemic where it is not disrupting everyone's daily lives." The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was working on new guidance. In the first 2 years of the pandemic, Democrats were more in favor of strict public health restrictions, while Republicans largely rejected them. But now the vaccination rate's higher than 70% in some states, and polls showing public pandemic fatigue, Democratic governors and state officials are also relaxing measures to avoid a backlash. Sudan security forces fired tear gas to disperse protesters trying to march on the presidential palace Thursday amid nationwide demonstrations against October's military coup and a wave of political detentions. The takeover ended a partnership between the military and civilian political parties, drawing international condemnation and plunging Sudan into political and economic turmoil. Protests organized by the Input Resistance Committee have drawn hundreds of thousands of people, and at least 79 have been killed and more than 2,000 injured in the crackdowns. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.